Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues impacting military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network online at milhousingnetwork.com. You can also visit us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse and Mad Skills co-founder, Erica McManus. Hey, Erica.
Hey.
Super excited to have you on Mill Housing Nation. So I'm going to tell the listeners a little bit about you so we can do a quick brag. So after 10 years, 6 moves, and 2 kids, and limited traditional job opportunities, Erica got creative and found a way to find fulfillment and income that meshed well with transient and unpredictable military lifestyle. Sound familiar? So she created Mad Skills, and I'm super excited to learn more about that and what you guys are doing to impact the military spouse under and unemployment with remote working. So welcome, Miss Erica.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on with you today.
Yay! And we finally got it to work. For those of us, for our Mill Housing Nation listeners, Erica and I attempted this last week and couldn't get it to work. So we're thankful we got this opportunity today.
Yes, technology is our best friend and the biggest headache sometimes.
This is true. So let's get started and jump into the meat of things. Before we learn about Mad Skills, I want to learn a little bit about you, Miss Erica. So how long have you been a military spouse? And tell us how many PCSs, including the one that you're currently going through.
Yeah, so I've been a spouse for about 16 years now, and we just completed, and by just, I mean today, I'm in my new home office for the very first time working. Completed our 10th move. So we've done 10 moves in the past 16 years and all the adventures that brings with it.
Oh, my goodness. So obviously military life has deeply impacted your career, or at least traditional career, if you will. So let's talk a little bit about how, you know, this transient lifestyle of ours has impacted, you know, your professional career.
Yeah, I think it'd be really easy, and I find it kind of commonplace that people like to really focus on the negative, because there is a lot of negative. Loss of job, can't find a job, loss of income. But for me, I see where I am now as the really cool kind of pathway to where some of the struggles in those traditional career paths have led me. So I mean, I started out as a Army Child Youth and School Services coordinator and director for a lot of the different facilities on all the different installations that we moved to for about the first 10 years. And the entrepreneurial nature in myself found that kind of work a little stifling, not the families and the children, but the government system didn't give me a lot of opportunity to create or make solutions for things. So after 3 moves in 3 years, I kind of said, okay, I'm done. I'm just going to stay at home, I'm going to take care of the kids, and just going to do this. And that lasted like 6 months, and I was like, okay, now I need something to do.
All right, I'm bored.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just one of those weird kind of experiences with another person who's like, hey, I heard about this company. They're a veteran-owned startup in Silicon Valley. They're needing somebody to run some community growth and branding. Would you be interested? And I'm like, I have 2 degrees in human ecology. I know nothing about marketing or branding or community growth, but sure, let's give it a try. And I did that for 5 years and ended up bringing on consultancy customers of my own, and just kind of grew this cool opportunity to where I was like, there need to be more spouses able to do this. And that's kind of where the idea for Mad Skills launched out.
Which leads us into our next question. You know, as a co-founder of Mad Skills, tell us about how that got started.
Yeah, I love telling this story. I think anybody who's created something and feels that excitement, like, loves to tell how it got started, because sometimes that's missing from what people see. The idea got started, like I just said. I had a customer say to me, as I was kind of consulting out to these companies, I was pulling from spouses that I knew who had to do things that I didn't know how to do. Like, hey, I have a customer who needs help with this. Like, could you come in and freelance and help them with this? And that one customer said to me, spouses are the force to be reckoned with. Why are more people not working with you all? And I was like, bingo. I was like, right there. I was like, that's an awesome idea. So I kind of pitched the idea to really somebody who was not a dear friend, just kind of an acquaintance in the kind of military space. I lived with her for like 6 months at an installation, but I knew enough about Liza, who's my co-founder now, that if I wanted to launch into business with somebody, like she just had the acumen and the grit and everything that I knew I would want in a co-founder. And so I pitched her the idea, kind of a little hesitant, kind of putting yourself out there. You don't know how it's going to be received. And she was like, no, we're doing this and we're doing this tomorrow. And like literally the next day we were on the phone talking about branding palettes and names and colors. And we really just launched out from there. So our concept from the beginning was virtual jobs. How can we put military spouses with these professional skill sets and experiences into jobs that really are where they belong?
Well, and I love that. And so I love that you talk about how you and Liza met too. Karina and I kind of, well, we just had a podcast interview with Karina, my business partner, and I'm going to ask a question off script here. What is the dynamic relationship between you and Liza? Because I do think that there's a lot of synergy when you have two partners, especially two partners with two very different skill sets that come together. And if you can complement them, I mean, it is a major force to be reckoned with.
It is. There's definitely a chemistry that has to work. And we always joke, it's, I think any co-founder couple like knows, it's very, very much like a marriage. You have to know what their love language is. You have to know how they communicate, how they receive, constructive criticism, or, it's just, it really has to be open. And I think Liza and I do that really, really well. And I think that was just a blessing that we naturally were kind of evenly yoked as co-founders. We each have similar personalities, yet can really counteract each other. To the benefit, if one needs to step up, to something that the other's like, oh, I don't like to do that. Like naturally the other one's like, I got this, let's go. And it is, it's really cool. And I mean, it's a make it or break it thing. If you don't have that with a co-founder, I think you can work through things, but to be successful, like you really have to have that even matching constantly work at it, like any relationship. Like it has to be very purposeful.
Oh yeah, absolutely 100% agree, and I couldn't sum it up any better. It really is a marriage, and I talk about how Karina and I dated before we had a courthouse wedding because a PCS made us get married very quickly. So, yes, I 100% agree. And if you are solo out there founding, thinking about getting into business, do you recommend going about finding a partner from the beginning, or what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, we get, Liza and I get asked that a lot. Anytime we're someplace together or we're on a panel or we're like, where do we find co-founders? Like, where does this magic happen? I mean, I think you can be a successful solopreneur. Like there's nothing that says you can't, but I do think there's a special magic in having somebody that is there with you, like a battle buddy constantly every day in and day out. And I have seen people force that relationship, which usually doesn't work out just out of desperation of, I need somebody, like I need a team member. Okay, you'll work. I always really encourage people to like use your network, go to events, go see somebody speak. If you're like, maybe they'd be a really good, match for me, like kind of feel people out and do your research and use that network to build that up. Because like I said, it can be a make it or break it. And it's a lot of heartache, whether it's making or breaking. And you just don't want to, have to go through that time and time again, if you're just not finding the right person.
Well, it's like a real marriage. You don't want to get married and spend all this time together and then have to get a divorce. So, so what do you find that is the most rewarding of owning your own business? And then I want to jump into some more specifics about what MadSkills does and where you guys are going. But what do you find the most rewarding about owning your own business as a military spouse?
For me, it's kind of twofold. It's the personal, and then it's also like the social mission. So for me personally, having that identity, and I think it's so cool that now, like, that's a common thing that spouses talk about. Like, what is my identity? Where do I belong in the world? Because when I started 16 years ago, that was not a common thing. So for me, it's been really cool to put out into the military spouse community and to the world what I am naturally good at and not really what I've been told I need to be good at or told where I need to serve. And I mean, that's rewarding, and that's what keeps me going every day. And then the social mission side of it is we're helping people, and we are literally creating jobs and finding these companies who want to build virtual teams and bring those spouses on those virtual teams. So we're making a difference for other people as well.
I love it. I love it. So talk with us a little bit about what MadSkills does currently and where you guys are going with the business. Because I know you just recently had a shift in business model. Yes?
Yeah. So we've been in business about 20 months now.
And congratulations.
Like in business, yeah, 20 months. October will be our 2 years.
Oh, big MadSkills party.
I lost my train of thought. Being able to create virtual teams is really where we started. And that's taken different modes and methods. For a while, we had an open job board where companies who were looking for military spouses could come post their own job positions. But behind the scenes, we were having customers come to us really saying, hey, we want you to create and manage this virtual team for us. And we're like, that's awesome. And so that model internally really has taken off, and we've been able to be really successful with that. So May 1st, we shut down the job board. We weren't really working with any companies kind of externally coming to us. It was really our own customers coming to us and us building these virtual teams. So, that's where we plan to go, is just keep scaling and growing. And what's really cool about that is then our own internal team at MadSkills, which right now we're just a core team of four, Liza and myself. We have a director of people operations and a virtual team leader who manages our customer accounts. As we grow and those teams grow, we're going to need more people internally. So we really just see scaling and growth ahead, and are just really excited for what that means to us as well as the spouse community.
I love it. So if you're a listener and you're thinking about growing your virtual team, what is your niche or what is your sweet spot, and what type of customers or clients are a good match for you guys on both sides, like military spouse-wise and then on the employer side?
Yeah, so we specialize in marketing, admin, and tech roles. So those are, if our customers hear about us by word of mouth or a referral or see something online, that's how we kind of advertise and show what we're really good at. And then same to the spouse side, if you have admin, tech, or marketing background, and those include everything from content development, digital strategists, developers, project managers, anything that kind of fall into those three buckets. And we list those out on our site specifically by job, so you can kind of see what those actual jobs are within those buckets.
Okay.
That's who we're looking to work with on both sides of the game.
Okay. No, that's awesome. And I love that you have a niche within those particular spaces. And those are spaces that I know a lot of companies are looking for remote teams for. So that's exciting.
Yep. Yeah, and that's been a natural progression. You know, when we set out, we were like, we're going to serve 1.1 million spouses. And we realized, okay, that's really hard to do. Like, where can we serve best and work best? And that's hard, especially when you have like a social mission. You're like, but can't we just help everybody at once?
Right.
You have to drill that down and kind of reverse engineer to where everybody's going to be the most successful. So that's how we've kind of narrowed it down.
Love it. Love it. I love narrowing it down to a specific niche, dominate your niche, and then slowly grow from there. Because I've always said this in our marketing, when you talk to everyone, you don't talk to anyone. So it's best to know, grow small, then go big. What's your number one piece of advice for military spouses looking for remote work?
Oh, wow. That is a good question. And often a hard one, because people don't know where to start even. It may seem kind of strange and counterproductive, but know what you want to do. And I think most people think they know what they want to do when they start Googling or job searching. But really specifically with virtual work, you have to know how you can serve the customer. So it kind of takes a little bit of looking maybe at what you've done traditionally and pulling out those skills that you really liked and how can those work virtually. So there's a little bit of like digger deeping.
It's a real word.
Yeah, it's a real word. I have to hashtag that.
Yeah.
Digging a little bit deeper to find like what those skills look like virtually and what kind of customers you can work for. So really knowing and understanding what you can do with your skill set for a virtual company.
Okay, awesome. So Erica, if our listeners want to connect with you as a company that wants to hire remote workers or virtual teams is probably a better way to say that. Or if you're a military spouse that is looking for employment opportunities in the remote working space, where can they go to connect with you and what can they do to push that forward?
Our website is hire, H-I-R-E, MadSkills, and skills is with an S, no Z, .com. So hiremadskills.com. And right there on our homepage, we have two options. There's two buttons there, one if you're a potential customer and one if you're a spouse looking to sign up to be a part of our candidate pools for the jobs that we place. So really easy place to start, no matter who you are. And then each of those will kind of take you to a separate, you know, place, depending on how we need you to reach out to us to help you best. And we have a really fun, engaged Facebook page. So we do a lot of really great content, a lot of really great Facebook Lives with partner companies or other nonprofits in the military and spouse space that are serving the community. And that's just facebook.com/MadSkills.
Love it. Love it. Well, I have to say, as a former client of Mad Skills, they are a phenomenal duo, and I love your mission, obviously, because it's near and dear to my social impact mission. And I just can't thank you enough for going out and creating job opportunities for our fellow mill spouses. So thank you to you and Liza.
Yes, thank you. You, and same to you. Like, pat each other on the back. You guys are amazing. It's so just empowering to see other people out there doing the same thing yet all kind of working together and supporting each other. So thank you so much for that. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, collaboration over competition. I love it. So all of Erica's information is going to be in our show notes. So if you head over to millhousingnetwork.com, click on the podcast, you'll want to look for Erica's episodes. And in there, we're going to have the show notes of all the tasty tidbits that we covered today, along with links on how to connect directly with Erica and her business partner, Liza, at madskills.com. And while you're on the podcast page, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing military real estate experts, or fill out a form to be a guest on our podcast, just like the amazing Erica. Don't forget, we're also on iTunes, so you're going to want to subscribe. That way you can stay up to date on weekly podcast alerts. That way you don't miss one of our awesome episodes where you can get more tips on how to PCS better. Well, Miss Erica, I thank you guys so much for what you're doing in the military spouse space, and we so much look forward to supporting you guys and your mission. So thanks for joining us on Mill Housing Nation today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. I'm Lindsay Litton. Thank you so much for listening, and join us next time as we interview yet another PCS pro. All right, guys. Bye for now.